Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, 99.7 and 1310 KDLS. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and today we're going to continue our conversation we aired yesterday with Perry Parks and Recreation Director John Anderson, and he's also joined by Perry Deputy Parks and Recreation Director Becky Halling to talk about the McCreary Community Center that is now reopened for business and is accepting new memberships and is open to the public following 6 months of closures. This is part two of a two-part interview conducted by Raccoon Valley Radio sales manager Sean Kinney. You can find the first half of this conversation online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com.
Becky, let's bring you into this conversation and talk about memberships. Obviously, the building was closed for all of these improvements. People had memberships during that time. How are you handling the membership push? And for new members who want to come enjoy this, what are some of the options out there right now?
Yeah, so obviously we want to make it right for our current members. We're not trying to hurt anybody. So if they bought a year-long membership, we're going to extend for the time that we were closed. So we're going to extend an extra 6 months to their membership, so that way it's right. If we're not going to start withdrawing our ACH members until November 1st, as well as for like our monthly members, same thing. We'll tack on an extra month or two for them just because obviously it got shut down halfway through March. So that's not fair for them. So again, we'll tack on an extra month or so for them. But for the new members, like, what a great opportunity to come and use this building. We now have 24-hour access. We have hundreds of different options of memberships. We have adult monthly, we have a two-parent, one-parent, we have senior couple, adult couple, we have punch passes, we have youth passes. We have so many different options of memberships to fit our community and what we can offer to them. So, yeah.
I know not only were you guys battling derecho and other elements like that, but also COVID-19. So that is still impacting how you handle a lot of the programs at the rec center. So a lot of that is still up in the air. But give our audience an idea of what you anticipate unfolding over the next couple of months as far as youth programs and even adult activities as well.
So another big key portion to obviously the functionality of our building is all of our fitness classes. With that, we have our Zumba Strong, our Yoga Pilates, Taekwondo, our spin classes. But due to COVID and derecho taking us away from the building, obviously we haven't had time to give the attention that it needs. So here the next month, our goal was just get open and get the community members in here and get them using our facility. So here in October, we plan on meeting with our instructors and looking at calendars and really putting some times down and get them in here, as well as even put them in their own home. So with the addition of moving the weight room to the old theater, we were able to take that space and make it into two studio spaces. One is just one big open area, whether that's for Zumba or stretching or just for patrons to use for open space. Or we took the other half of that weight room and turned it into the spin bike room. So we have all 10 spin bikes there that's set up for just spin bike class. Our goal is to kind of give each instructor their own little home that they can kind of call their own now, instead of having to use the senior room and tear that up and down every day or constantly having to switch them around. They kind of have their area they can call their own now. So we currently are doing our youth flag football and our youth outdoor soccer, which have been going great. I'm currently talking with our youth basketball league, talking with the Adel and Van Meter leagues. I'm hoping that we have something starting planning here in November. I know games start about end November, first part of summer. So I hope to have something planning, just because I know COVID's kind of hit kids and I want to give them an option and a program to participate, give something to look forward to, as well as our adult programs. Obviously, some of them are not going to happen just because of how the building opened in COVID, but I hope come December we have our men's 5-on-5 or some type of adult volleyball league, or even drum up some new like programs for them, just for something to get active and part of the building.
Well, unfortunately, in today's society, we tend to realize how important something is only in the moments when it's gone. And the comments about the McCreary Center not being able to wait until it can be open again, I think speaks volumes of how important this center is to the community of Perry. And now to see the work all come together. And I want to just circle back to, I think the biggest change, the gym is huge, but this new weight training area. And it is structurally impressive, but the flexibility, as you mentioned, of 24-hour access, how is that going to work?
So there's basically a scanner on the outside of the building next to the door. next to the parking lot. I suppose it's kind of coming up the main entrance of the building there. But there's a scanner attached to the side of the building. You simply scan the barcode on the back of your card, and the door takes a second, but the door will automatically open for you, and you go in there and use the facility. The two doors that would go in, you know, if you're after hours, the two doors that would typically take you into the main building, those are on automatic lock, so they lock at 9 o'clock at night, and they reopen at 6. So, you know, there's no showers or you know, there's bathrooms on both sides and some little cubbies, but you know, there's no showers. We're not having showers in the middle of the night, but you know, you can get a lot of stuff accomplished at any time of the day now within our facility. So it's awesome.
Well, John and Becky, we appreciate the hard work I know you and your staff have put in to make this a reality. And as you mentioned, still some finishing touches to be added over the next couple of months. So we look forward to those. But again, stop on in. It really is an incredible place as you step in and see the improvements. And memberships available right now, so people can come in and get signed up for that. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
And that was our conversations with John Anderson and Becky Holling of the Perry Parks and Recreation Department. Thank you to John and Becky for your time, and thank you to Raccoon Valley Radio sales manager Sean Kinney for conducting the interview. You can find both halves of this conversation online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you enjoy podcasts. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.